I was working in the coffee shop when I first went to work there. They had a dining room, but there was a pecking order. You had to kind of work your way up. You know, they didn't let just anybody work in the dining room. And they told you you had to wear a uniform. You had to have a white blouse and a black skirt. They gave you the skirt. You had to furnish the blouses. So this skirt was... I have no clue what it was made out of. You just pulled it on, you know, and it was like straight and it hit you about knee length and it had pockets and you wore a little apron over it and everything. But anyway, you only got one. So we would go to work, stay out too late, party too hard, come home, realize, oh my gosh, the skirt, you know, because you're in a restaurant, so you've got everything on it. Get up in the morning, get ready, dunk the skirt in the sink, you know, and kind of wash it around and scrub it a little bit and everything. And then I'd go out and get in my car, and I could drive from Wilson to Jackson and hold the skirt out the window. You had to hold it out the window, and you're driving, and the skirt would dry between Wilson and Jackson so that when I got to work, I could put the skirt on. It was clean. I was good to go. So I worked for the word about 4 years. The skirt, when I left, I had to turn it in. It looked exactly the way it looked the first day. I don't know what they were made out of, but they were unbelievable. And that was with all that abuse, you know, not cleaning it at the last minute, holding it out the car window. 4 years later, I'm sure they passed it on to somebody else.